Time to celebrate Dragon Boat Festival. An old Taiwanese saying goes that one shouldn't put away his winter clothes until he has Dragon Boat Festival rice dumplings for the year. So, when Dragon Boat Festival is around the corner, it announces the arrival of summer. Jamie just moved to Taiwan with her family from the States. This was her first time to experience Dragon Boat Festival. Her classmate, Tim, invited her to celebrate the day together.
Why is Dragon Boat Festival also known as the Double Fifth Day?
Jamie asked. That's because it's celebrated on the fifth day of the fifth month of the lunar calendar,
Tim said.
Do people do anything special on this day?
Yes. People team up for dragon boat races. They paddle in traditional longboats, which are decorated with a dragon's head and dragon scale patterns.
Is that even a thing?
Jamie amazed. Of course! It's an old tradition that we do every year,
Tim said.
Why do people race boats on this day anyway?
Jamie asked. The origin of the festival can be traced back to the suicide of a scholar official, Chu Yuan, in China's Warring States period. He lived a life of exile after being set up by corrupt fellow officials,
Tim said.
Legend has it that Chu Yuan jumped into a river and drowned himself after his home, the state of Chu, was invaded by Qin. On hearing the news, locals paddled down the river to try to save him, but in vain. They then threw rice wrapped with leaves into the water to feed the fish so that they wouldn't eat Chu Yuan's body.
What does it have to do with dragons?
Jamie was confused. To cut a long story short, those searching arrangements eventually turned into the tradition of racing boats and eating rice dumplings. The dragon decorations and beating of drums are supposed to scare away the evil spirits.
Time to eat. Come help yourselves.
Mom interrupted.
What are we having?
Jamie asked.
Zongzi for sure. These are the rice dumplings.
Mom smiled.
Awesome!
Jamie grabbed a zongzi and gave it a bite with its wrapping on.
Wait, you have to unwrap the bamboo leaves from outside. The leaf keeps the rice in a triangle or a rectangle shape and gives the rice a leafy scent.
Mom smiled.
Does the rice taste differently with different shapes?
Jamie asked. Glad you asked. The difference is in the fillings. Some are sweet and others are savory. My favorite one is with salted eggs, pork, peanuts, chestnuts, and squid. Which one do you like?
Tim asked.
I'll get the savory one,
Jamie said.
I think I like the bites more than the boats. The rice dumplings are yummy!
Celebrate.
You cannot miss the party for celebrating Jimmy's birthday next Saturday.
It's good to celebrate the anniversary for a couple. Announce.
Mom seemed to announce something big because her face looked so serious.
The big company announced that they will try harder doing recycling.
Drown.
It's a challenge to play drowned in a play.
The cave has been drowned by the seawater for years.
Invade.
In old times, sometimes different tribes invaded each other for surviving.
Nowadays, some nations invade others for many different reasons.
Savory.
Eric likes savory pies more than sweet ones.
I love all the savory desserts my grandma made.
Does your family do anything special on your birthday?
Of course they do. A big cake is necessary for sure. Yes, they do. And I always like the surprise just for me every year.
Well, not exactly, because they are too busy for that. Nothing special, but I enjoy celebrating with my friends together. Why do people race cars anyway?
For speed racing, as I know. People need something exciting in their ordinary lives.
Some people consider it as a sport, but I don't agree with that. I think that people just like to watch competitions and games. What does it have to do with a dragon at the ending of this fairy tale?
Come on, it's just a fairy tale. Don't be so serious. Because the princess needed to be rescued by the prince by beating the evil dragon.
Please, you can't judge that by common sense in the modern society, but some literature from the old world. What's wrong with the dragon? I like it. What are we having for dinner?
How about pizza, your favorite?
I'm going to try Grandma's secret recipe today. You'll definitely love it. It's a surprise, Mom just said.
We are having three dishes and one soup as usual.